Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Hello, welcome everybody to The Collective. I'm your host tonight, Magenta Ash, and with my co-host here, Joey. Say hi, Joey.
Hello.
Tonight's going to be an awesome episode. I'm excited. A couple things before we get going. I will have the chat open. I do have the phone lines are going to be open at 10:20 for 10 minutes. So if anyone wants to call in and talk to Mix, ask him a question, things of that sort, we're going to have the last 10 minutes of our live airtime for that. I'm going to introduce Mix. He's on the line waiting. He's from Austin, Texas. He is a part of the Wolf community there. He has, a lot to say about that. So I'm going to get him on right now. Hello. Yeah. How are you?
I'm burned out. I just shot 3 movies. Mama Dallas, Frankenstein, and some horror movie, some indie horror movie. So we're still bloodied up from doing that. And my turkey is getting rained on. And it's pretty much a interesting life I live.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I'm going to do Salem coming up. My shoot work again. Salem coming up, and then I'm doing another flick called One Buck, where I get a pretty cool cameo in that. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's something to do during spring break rather than South By. South By, just once you do it once, once you actually live in the city, you don't want to do it again.
So how did you get into, movies and acting?
It's just something that, you kind of just catch on. It's something that you really just, you got to go to the first thing that basically says, go away, dog. They'll always have, extras and booking and stuff like that, and you really just got to drop everything that you're doing, call in the sick day, and just go to set, and you kind of have fun, because all it is you enjoying a scene at a party or whatever, and you just kind of keep replaying that same scene over and over again. So, once it's on film, it's kind of like going to a theme park, And so if you pay to go to a theme park, or you pay for parking, they're paying for your car to be there, they're paying for you to be there and giving you free food, and they're also giving you a picture at the end of, where you were. So it's kind of awesome to watch it with your friends, especially if you go with your friends and you're in the same parts as them. It's like watching home movies. So a lot of the people that go into film as an extra, they complain about the time, the scheduling. They think that they're not going to make it, but they will, because really nobody shows up because they're so afraid of not getting picked that they don't even apply. The chance of them getting picked is so high that, it's whatever. They just want people to stand in the background and act normal. So to the people that, say that they don't want me at a party because they don't think I fit in, look at me now. I get paid to fit in. So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Awesome.
I was in from Dusk Till Dawn, and, they usually let you wear whatever you want, whatever you feel comfortable in. I've worn my tail in a few of them. I've worn my collar. I represented the Wolf Bride and stuff like that in a few movies. I know some of my pack mates as well, so it'd be kind of cool. Give me one of those, please.
Well, yeah, since you mentioned, you know, your pack and since I have no idea about the actual wolf community, could you kind of shed some light on what it is, you know, how it differs from maybe vampires and things of that sort?
I was in the vampire court of San Antonio for about, you know, a while. And it was interesting, but we never really actually got a chance to meet up and hang out. So after about 6 months, I was just kind of threw up my hands and was just like, you know, we really aren't a community because we never hang out, and it just turned into, you know, politics. So I see a lot of vampire groups as very political, and it's been like that. You know, as long as I've known it, it's trying to figure out who the community members are, and it seems like there's a lot of undermining everybody, and it's not something that I favor these days. Like, there's no such thing as a traditional vampire, I would say, just because we kind of don't have traditions anymore. You write up wolf systems such as the Black Veil and, you know, the Gotham Archives and, you know, city laws and stuff like that. And we make these strong threats that if you disobey them, you get punished or exiled. And a lot of people just don't realize that we don't really need rules like that. Simply because it's kind of like, one, I think the U.S. government does a great job of enforcing its own laws. Two, sure, they do it more at a fair rate, you know. It's just like, you know, if you don't like the demeanor of somebody, like, in the room, you shouldn't, like, have a little secret counsel and vote them out because you don't like Joe Schmo over there. You think he's a poser. You know, give the guy an honest, you know, 6 month chance at, you know, evaluation period, you know, something like that. Not just like a first glance. I met you at a bar for 10 minutes. Some guy talks shit about you. You're out of here. You know, you're 86th.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be based on a trust system that is pretty much based on, well, I'm, you know, lord of this town or this court or whatever. What I say goes. It should be more like, you know, let the guy just party, you know, let people just mingle until they come to a better understanding. Sure, people might be posers or however you see them, but, you know, over time, they will evolve as a person through basic understanding and communication. And a lot of communities these days, we submerge ourselves to Facebook, and that destroys the whole community. A lot of vampires can attest to the Yahoo groups being Yahoo forums be more of a great go-to to, like, how they design their communities. And a lot of them still rest on that. You know, they don't want to switch up to Facebook. People still have, and they live by meetup.com, that they don't even have Facebook. They just meet once a week and, you know, for a couple hours, like I do with my shaman group, and we all meditate and we have a great time. We see each other, like, the week later, and, you know, it's been like that for the past decade, and we've never had an issue. But, you know, it's when you get into, you know, I mean, I can talk about this, the werewolf community, in contrast, it's completely different. So I guess I'll take a pause right here and just ask, you know, have you guys question me on what I just said?
Sure. You know, I've not done, you know, I've just, you know, put my toe into just a teeny bit vampire community, and it definitely seems like it's very much all politics and all kind of like a showmanship, where I kind of think, you know, I think you were explaining to me that, you know, the wolf community is more of a tighter community. You guys actually get together and you have, you know, some solid, you know, relationships within it. How long have you guys you know, is it a, you know, have you guys been pretty new, or how long have you guys been all together?
Honestly, like, that's hard to say. Everyone comes and goes. Everyone has a life. Everyone has college.
Sure.
You know, some people just chase tail, meaning that, like, they'll get into a pack and they'll find some girl in a different pack and they'll go join that one. Just because of that one, obviously the relationship will last like a month and they'll come crawling back to, you know, be with their friends again. And the most dangerous behavior that I've seen is the alpha of the pack. I kind of just call them like the mentor of the pack, because that's what I see ranks as, like different levels of mentorship, alpha, beta, and, you know, and so on. Pretty much an alpha would, you know, get together with some chick and the chick won't like so-and-so in some group, even though that person will be really respected. And obviously the alpha will be, you know, more protective of the girl that he has and, you know, kind of kick away that friend, and the whole pack will fall apart and come back together as something totally different from what it was. I've seen it come and go, and it's sad. You know, that's how, you know, friends lose friends in today's world, you know. Especially over Facebook, you know. Oh, you friended Joe Schmo. I can't be your friend anymore. You know.
Yeah, guilty by association.
Yeah.
It happens a lot. So I know you were mentioning alpha, and I know you wanted to talk about stigma as well, which I have no, you know, I kind of looked it up, but I would love to know more. So you can, what exactly is stigma and what's alpha and how does that work? How do you get your, you know, how do you order or have your hierarchy? How does that work? Is there, you know, trials or how does that work?
I mean, yeah, it was interesting. I guess you kind of just accept a role that you feel fit to. And, you know, since it's kind of just a handful of different ranks to choose from, you kind of just fill a role that you feel the best at. Give me 1 second. So in the San Antonio crowd, is at least from what I've known, is that, you know, if you're really new, if you're interested and you just want to hang around, you know, the crew, you're kind of taken in, like, as called as a pup. And that's just kind of like, that's your kind of like your evaluation period. Then you go into whatever rank that you feel comfortable in, that we feel comfortable about giving you. If you're more of a strong leader, mentor, or whatnot, you can become a met, you can become a beta, because betas in our society, from what everyone's kind of collectively agreed to, is that, you know, they're trying to, they like teaching others of what they know, but at the same time, they still got a lot to learn. And so they're kind of like caught between almost being an alpha and wanting to learn like omegas do. They, you know, they're more of a rambunctious group, the omegas, I mean, where sometimes, you know, they're really a great help to us, like a resource. And, you know, a lot of them have more voting power than alphas, because when it comes down to it, when you get like a new member or whatever, you know, the votings kind of go to what the omega has to say, because they're kind of like the sigma of the group, where, you know, they're female subscribers, but they tend to pick up a lot more of how they feel about it. And usually we don't tolerate like bullying within the group. So if somebody kind of like talks trash to like one of the lower ranks, we kind of just put them into place and, you know, give them a few warnings and kind of shape them into a better person. You know, we don't believe in kicking somebody out. That doesn't ever, rarely ever happens. And it happens for like legitimately illegal reasons, and that's just something we don't tolerate. We don't have like a set, code of laws and anything like that. Simply because we're just a bunch of we're basically just a bunch of kids playing in the dirt. And what happens when you write something in the dirt? Well, it blows over. So there's no point. No one's gonna No one's gonna read the lines in the sand that is drawn up by other communities. And because over time, it's better to do it now and ask forgiveness later than never do it at all.
Is it exclusive, like the higher, is it exclusive to can females be alphas, or is it strictly a male kind of dominant?
And when I moved down to San Antonio, Wolfie Blackheart kind of took the hearts of millions. I posted a video about her, years ago, and I got like 6 million hits off of that video. And it brought the community together because everyone was kind of alerted about, wolf packs actually existing. And there are a lot of loners out there that didn't know that there was a community out there, because unlike the vampire community, which is very Facebook, in there,
sure.
The werewolf community is more about, we had MySpace, but, that came and went. and after that, there really isn't many, stuff like that, because, most of our activities isn't, at a dive bar and our faces down into Facebook. Our weekend activities are usually going out to the middle of the woods with our buddies and building a bonfire and smoking and drinking and just being animals, being primals. We've had events down in San Antonio called Primals, where it's, the lead guy that runs it, his name is Original Sin. He's got pointed ears, split tongue, he's totally into the wolf thing, and he is a wolf. There's other people out there as well, and it's all across the country, and it's all a different breed. I met wolf packs from Chicago up in Indiana and all over, and they're all different. Everyone lives their own lives, and from what I figured is, when we're calling each other a pack, it's supposed to be a pack of, a group of really tight friends that trust each other and look out for each other. And, we all have terms for that. Vampires will have clans and whatnot, and they'll have different ranking systems, but when you boil it down, it's just a bunch of friends that really want to trust each other and be very exclusive about it. But you got to draw the line as to how exclusive can you be before you realize that you're missing out on radical inclusion, like most Burning Man events kind of, promote. All the artistic creativity, all the spirituality that you'll have at a Burning Man event, it's kind of lost when you have a bouncer at the door, because you won't have a lot of people coming in. And it's like, sure, let's turn away that guy who looks like he's a crack addict. And he might not be. Maybe he's just ugly and he's got, a brilliant mind, but we'll let in, the pretty people that really have nothing going for them. It's a coin flip,
Well, we got about 10 minutes left of the live show, so I want to open the gate for people to call in and kind of ask you questions. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Okay. People that are listening in, our guest call-in number is 516-387-1909. Give us a call in to talk to Mix. And I think we just have one caller. Joey, are you on the line as well?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. He's being so quiet tonight. Okay, let me patch this caller in. Hello? You're on the air.
Hey, Angel. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Hey, do you have a question for Mick?
Oh, yes, I do have a question for Nick. All right, Nick,
okay.
you claim to be a part of some pack or whatnot. So you claim to be a part of the pack, but what is your definition of the term wolf?
I've been asked that before as well by locals, and it's kind of just, honestly, it's kind of whatever shamanistic down-to-earth feeling that you have that makes you,
So basically, what they're saying
it's spirituality.
So basically, what I've been listening to all day is the pack is a bunch of people who like to act like wolves and feel communicated by being wolf-like. That's practically what it is.
No, a pack is pretty much just a solid group of people that are really good. And, you know, a wolf pack would probably be, you know, something that, you know, we all attribute to shamanistic traits and totem animals, and we all gather and we hold rituals and stuff like that.
I believe everyone seems to have traits with some sort of animal. I feel that all animals have certain traits similar to human beings. So I really don't understand.
It's more of a spiritual thing. It's not like a physical trait. I don't think we have any, you know, physical traits with animals. It's more of a.
It's a spiritual thing.
Yeah, it's shamanistic. It's basic, you know, shamanism, animism, you know, beliefs. And
so it's something practiced. So it's something that's practiced all over the world, and anyone can clearly take part in it. Correct?
Yeah, anyone could, you know, create a group of people and call it a wolf pack and or pack in general, and you know, all confide in each other with the same
questions. I believe with a lot of Wolf Pack members, I believe what I have trouble with them in the past is that a lot of them actually claim to have been lycans or werewolves or felt like that they were descendants from them, but they never carried any physical traits to signify those abilities.
It doesn't matter. I mean, as I said before, like a werewolf is more or less a person embracing their surface thoughts and learning to cope with that.
But it does matter, actually. When you say it doesn't matter, it actually does matter greatly. You do realize that werewolves don't exist, right?
It's all relative to, you know, whatever translation that you want to. My
definition of an immortal being.
Yeah, werewolves in that sense aren't real, but if you want to talk about more of a spiritual nature, then yeah. As I said,
I just
it's all
say that werewolves as immortal beings, those don't exist, and immortal beings such as vampires. Anyone who claims that they are an immortal vampire that has lived hundreds of years needs psychiatric evaluation.
It's more of a spirituality than anything. It's like the shaman.
But I don't understand why you feel like these wolves pull so much of a pack. You know, there's actually practices of certain things that's in native culture, and even in Chinese culture, they do similar aspects. But actually acting like the animal, when you're supposed to be symbolizing, you're actually acting like the animal. Is that what you're all doing? Is that how you express yourself?
What is the proper expression of a human being?
I believe the proper expression of a human being is what you see day to day.
Hold on right there. The common thing that I see during the day is people's faces in Facebook. Just people on their phone, not being talkative, that's what I see. If that's civilized for you, then honestly, you need to take a DeLorean back to like the 1800s where Native Americans were more civilized than, like, any of the whites that had civilization.
I will tell you that the people that are in their phones all day, on Facebook all day, you know, not bringing have not as much community as they did, because I've been to places where there's not many electronics around. Electronics are very expensive. Not many people can afford them. There's a strong sense of community with those kinds of people. However, there's still civil in their own way, because there's still a powerful law contributes into controlling the people.
You have a strong law. Psychology here. It's kind of off topic from the whole Sigma male complex that the topic's about.
I actually have a question about.
Well, actually, it's actually very relative to the topic.
I was talking about how
you acting like these animals. I was just trying to narrow it down to what it's really coming to, because right now your description so far. Are based on anything really anyone can do. It's just like I wanted to create a dinosaur squad. Like, hey, guys, I feel like we should feel really more connected to dinosaurs, so let's start acting like dinosaurs in the middle of the woods, you know? Just keep it
really,
to ourselves.
Really? Dinosaur squad?
Buddy.
Well, dinosaurs are not that different
from wolves.
Can you
please take this person out there?
Dinosaurs are completely different from wolves.
They don't have
please.
A sense of knowledge.
Ashley.
Yeah, I put him on hold for just a moment. Joey had a question.
This is the same guy from last week.
Yeah.
No offense to the guy. I know that you're still on air, but you know, it's just that this is like a 10-minute segment. We've gone over this 10 minutes. You know, let other people call in. Let there be a breath of air. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, go into overtime here, but
no, that's fine.
It's a bit much.
Joey, let me
recap
question.
First. Oh, sure. Go ahead, Joey.
Yeah, Joey.
I was reading a little bit about Sigma males after the show last week. In a wolf pack, like in a real wolf pack, the animals, the Sigma male, a lot of times any male that is like the lone wolf, they're often killed because I don't know if it's a fear of them taking over, but you know, a lot of the lone wolf mentality, those people could be the ones in charge, you know, they just choose not to. And
well, yeah,
I guess that
was your question.
But is there any kind of mentality like that in your part?
Yeah, there is. Initially, we call the lone wolves deltas, just because it seems that Sigma is a new term that I just fell upon recently. But it kind of has a similar term called delta. Now, we had Sigma in our ranks for a while, but that's kind of like lost in time somewhere. I wrote it down somewhere. But there's going to be a lot of people that are going to disagree with the guy in charge. And it's not like they're trying to piss them off. It's just more or less like they see them as alpha to them is a god. And gods are imperfect, so how can there be a god? So Sigmas kind of don't really defy that. They'll listen to the alpha up to an extent. And when that extent hits, and it's pretty much just like, you know, let's say, for instance, go fetch me my slippers. The Sigma male is going to basically be like, you could do that, and the alpha will just basically get into this bicker war. So pretty much what I'm trying to say is it always starts out as something simple. And the Sigma will always kind of not really test the waters, but they'll kind of just like analyze the situation from the outside looking in, and they'll see that the whole pack is kind of broken, as you know, they want to help out, but they want to be in kind of like a cooperative charge of the pack. And, you know, that's why it's kind of like between a beta, where a beta is someone in charge, making recommendations and such. But it takes, like, the alpha to make the initiative, like, movement, say, okay, I agree with this, let's do it, like, having the final word. You know, it's a really new term. I've been busy for the past week to actually brush up more upon it. So I'm kind of going off of what I've read off the thing as well. I'm sorry that, you know, whoever called in expected me to know all about this. I just want to talk about it and get some questions and some commentary from the greater crowd out there about what it might be as well.
Sure.
But yeah, it seems pretty cool. It's trying to accept that as my rank right now is it's basically putting identity on yourself. It's really hard to do so your first time. It's kind of like coming out of the closet. I mean, are you really sure you want to go along with this label?
Yeah.
I mean, will other people understand it? Of course they won't, because that's why we're having this show. but it's interesting. It is.
I got a question. When it comes to, I know you, let's say you have your alpha male of the pack. Is there any time in which the rest of the pack can vote him out, or you know, does that happen often where, you know, you'll have an alpha male and then people, you know, start to disagree with him or he does something irresponsible?
Everything I've seen like that. I don't think that, like, there will ever be an instant where an alpha can get voted out of his own pack. That's only really happened once to a vampire court down in Houston, and that happened recently, simply because the guy was kind of just, from what I heard, was doing nothing but just making bad judgments and just getting his face in the camera. And so they kicked him out, and they just replaced him with even more bad news of, you know, higher-ups that, you know. So from the people that left that group, from what I saw, they just started up their own little groups, and they went even more into the shadows of being secretive about it. And it's interesting because, like, not a lot, like, no one will ever challenge the guy on top. No one will ever basically be like, hey, you should stop doing that. Like, no, seriously, stop or I'll stop you. Nobody watches The Watchmen. There's really no justice, you know, for, let's say, the president will kick a baby. Like, no one's going to, you know, throw a fit out of that because they feel that they'll get thrown out of their group. And since they're so deep into that group, know what's on the outside. They don't know how... They don't know how they'll cope with being thrown out into the streets. So a lot of people will stay in and they'll keep nodding their head and go through the abuse, go through the hazing, go through, like, the whole nine yards because it's kind of like a Stockholm syndrome. They're feeling that even though this community is somewhat tilted, they feel that, you know, that's the only thing that they've grown accustomed to. So they've got to, you know, show more support, and they're trying to fix the solution, and it ends up just, you know, making the group that much more extensive. There's a lot of people that are just going to break off and start their own group. But, you know, usually groups that are of immense size with the right type of people that do recruiting and try to enforce, you know, morale and stuff. Sometimes they just do it for all the wrong reasons, and they're too blind to realize that, you know, hey, we shouldn't be doing this. So to all those people out there that are stuck in groups and facing hardships, I'm there for you. I mean, I've seen this happen in quite a number of packs, quite a number of vampire communities as well. Local, overseas, and whatnot, and it's revolting to watch.
Yeah, I'll definitely, people that are listening in, I'll try to link. Is it okay to link your Facebook if people want to connect with you? And I know.
Sure,
you know,
I'm
sure
well
there's people out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I mean, you said that, like, you were getting, like, negative commentaries before you even started the show. So
I
kind of want to ask you, can we read some of that fan mail?
Yeah, I mean, let me see if I...
Let's pull that up. I'd like to respond to my fan mail with some honest words.
Yeah, I have some fan mail, and then I have two other people that not so much fan mail.
Let's read the not so much fan mail first. Do we have actually have any fan mail?
Well, we have two people that were on my Facebook just messaged me and said that you were great. They want to hear more from you. One lady, I'm not going to give names because I don't want to piss anybody off or anything, but she messaged me saying she would love to get a hold of you because she thinks she's a wolf and she's 19. So I'll kind of send that over to you.
Where does she live?
Don't know. I guess I could ask her that.
Yeah. Well, great place to find out, like, you know, about wolves. I mean, I get, like, I hit a question every, like, week or so, either through YouTube or through Facebook. I get shout-outs from Brazil because, you know, the videos that I post, it helps connect the community. They're like, oh, I've never known about this. I live in Brazil. And, you know, I'm like, oh, you live in Brazil, and you think you're the only one there. I'll link them to, like, three other people that live, like, down the street from them, and they make their own packs from there. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's anytime you can connect people. You know, I was kind of laughing at, I guess his name is Ray's comment about the dinosaur squad, because I thought that was kind of cool. And I was like, man,
you know what?
Would totally have a dinosaur squad where we go out and we pretend we're like T-Rexes. It'd be kind of cool.
I'll actually say that we have a shaman group in Austin. You meet
awesome.
Like once a week, every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and you can find it at meetup.com. It's really great. Sit around, and we have a big community talk for like 2 hours, and we beat like drums, and everyone trances out, and they meditate, and likely our last one was about shifting. I met a wolf girl there, and we both like went into this deep trance, and we shifted, and it was amazing. Like, you know, we kind of just embraced our inner animal, and I shifted into like three different totems. My hyena one was main, and my wolf one was there, and my thylacine one was there, which is also an extinct animal currently. Now, you think about it, like, well, you know, if this guy is believing that he's part thylacine as a totem, you know, why is there so much of a difference between, you know, 50 years and 5 million years of being extinct? And, you know, we've also had a guy that, you know, his spirit animal was a T-Rex, actually. And, you know, we just don't judge. You know, like, you have to realize that, you know, to basically just make fun of somebody from flat out just by acknowledging them and just judging them by what they see and what they say, it's nothing. You judge them by their actual actions. And you don't basically just 86 them as soon as they fuck up. You take them aside and you basically sit them down. You come to an understanding of, like, what they did was wrong. Here's how to improve it. You don't try to have apologies because that just angers both sides. It's like a never-ending war. But you have try to have some amnesty behind it, where you have an understanding that you're going to work towards a better solution, a better future in training. And a lot of communities don't practice that. Wolf communities, they will, but a lot of the vampire communities that I've met, you know, I've been thrown underneath the bus so many times that, you know, I lose sleep just from the depression of it all. People don't understand that detachment, exile, are really big words to, you know, punish somebody against. You know, taking somebody away from their friends and basically telling them that they didn't have friends to begin with, it's not their call.
Yeah.
The detachment from their own community is bullshit, because once you take somebody out of a community, you're no longer a community. You're just exclusive of, you know, a front. And going on from there, it's just kind of like Bernie Man's community. They take the good with the bad. You'll have Republicans, you'll have, like, celebrities there, then you'll have the common Joe. And, you know, the common Joe will be more of a, you know, protester, or more of an activist than the Republican. They'll be more popular than the celebrity because, you know, they're just, it's just how you present yourself in life. But, you know, having this exile, you know, I've been going on 3 years, kicked out of my own community, and it's only amplified because every time I say it, it becomes a reality. You know,
yeah.
I don't think that I am, but, you know, other people say that I am. They enforce it that way, and it's not right. You know, in Austin, in other cities, there isn't a communal, like a community vampire event that you can actually go to. I've been chasing this dream called a haven or a sanctuary where everyone's involved and everyone can sit down and talk about what it means to be a vampire or a werewolf or an Elfican or a Therian. And you just don't see that. I mean, everything nowadays has been gone from being a free society in the past 3 years from a community to basically being like, you got to pay $20-$30 just to attend an event. I mean, it's just money lying in people's pockets. And, you know, they're throwing up these anti-bullying events while at the same time, on the same night, they're calling the cops on me to get me hauled away. I mean, it's all about, you know, who's paying off the bouncer at the door to make their own scene, you know, because that's what's happened out here. You don't have more than one, you know, golf club to go to. You only have one. So when you've got some rich kid that got kicked out of the Dallas scene comes down here and runs the same show, well, that's basically what you're going to have. You're going to have, like, you know, a scene. And it was revolting that, you know, this happened. It's revolting that this came to be, that this person promoted a community where there will never be a scene or discrimination. And a week later, you see him posting up a message saying, like, I think it's funny that, you know, people are pathetic enough to come to my event after they're kicked out. And, you know, you'll have a devil's advocate in there basically saying, like, maybe they don't come there for you. Maybe they just come there because they just want to see their friends again. And having one physical place every week to come and see your friends, I mean, you shouldn't be kissing the ass of the host. You shouldn't be kissing the ass of the bouncer. I mean, if you don't want to be friends with them, fine. Don't be friends with them. It's a big, huge club. There's other people to talk to, and, you know, people are going to bicker and gossip. But it's all about having, like, the prime community of having everyone involved, like it or hate it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how life is. You can't just pick and choose and cherry pick life. It's not going to happen, you know. And if you're so stuck up that you can't sit down with the person that you're having an issue with after 3 years, then you're the one with the issue, not that person. So.
Yeah. Well, I just think, I don't know all the ins and outs, but it starts to become a kind of like an organized religion or more so of a cult like.
No, it's a cult
tendency.
It's just like as soon as you have this door in the face salesman technique where, oh, you want to get in, slam in the face, you're a poser. You know, you're just trying to manipulate the scene and. Yeah, that's just a judgment call. Like, how the hell can you judge that this person is going to pull a political move when they haven't done it yet? I mean, we're not playing Minority Report here.